owners forced to move when their dogs take over the house. Folks, John and Sally in Cincinnati love their dogs, Cupcake, Rusty, and Kips. They love them so much they let them sleep in their beds, sit on all the furniture, and even walk on the kitchen counters. Cupcake was the funniest, John said. She's a Lhasa Apso, and her long hair would sweep along the counters as she licked the cups and plates that we had sitting out waiting to be washed. Rusty was funny too, Sally added. He'd jump on our bench chairs and then up on the breakfast table. Sometimes he would pee up there and it would go all the way down to the houseplants that we had on the ground. We would just laugh and laugh. It's true, John said. We admit it. Our dogs have the run of the house. They're our fur babies, and we let them do what they want. We don't discipline them because we love them so much. When you discipline a dog, they lose their spirit. They lose their life force. They are much happier when they can run free and do whatever they want. As they talked about their non-approach to dog rearing, Kips, the German Shepherd, wandered into the garage, opened the door to their car, and started it up. I think your German Shepherd just started your car, I said. Yeah, amazing, right? Said John. I mean, we didn't even teach him that. One day he just jumped up there and started it. I think he was watching us real close when we took him to the dog park. As we talked, Kips eased their car out of the garage to the end of the driveway and put on the blinker as if he was ready to move into traffic. I think Kips is driving away, I said. Oh, it's all right, Sally answered. He doesn't go far. Plus, all of the police watch for him. I mean, they bring him right home if he starts running red lights and stuff like that. I hate to be a negative, Ned, I said, but it seems like your dogs are running your house. Wouldn't it be better to give them discipline and direction? Aren't dogs pack animals that respond to strong leadership? No. That's all wrong. That's all wrong, John said. That pack animal baloney was cooked up by TV dog experts, so-called experts, like that dog whisperer fellow. Dogs are not pack animals. Dogs are full of love. Love. We love that they can express themselves without fear in this house. In fact, to give them room for full expression, Sally and I moved into a trailer in the backyard. As John got more excited explaining this to me, Cupcake and Rusty began to bark as if he was getting too loud. Cupcake was running through the channels trying to find something on the cable TV, while Rusty amused himself by hanging by his teeth from the ceiling fan as it spun around. Sparks began to fly out from the ceiling fan, which caught the drapes on fire. I think Rusty has set your drapes on fire. I think we better call the fire department, I yelled over the roar of the growing fire. No way, John said. It's just a small blaze. It's nothing to worry about. Don't send your negative vibes to our dogs, man. You, sir, he told me, are starting to upset me. Folks, that's all I have for now. Don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, and for gosh darn sake, discipline your dog.